fun is it for you to finally get the pads on and start hitting people?
Yeah, it was a big deal in my progression and my development as a player to get back out in pads. You know, OTAs is all well and good, but you know, for D linemen, there's certain things that you don't get tested on. So yeah, it was great for me.
Can you measure how far you've come in one season or 1 year?
It's a long way, you know. I think that's fair to say. And I think, you know, it just gives me more appreciation for, you know, all the effort the organization's put into me. You know, Jimmy, he's put in the man hours to help get me where I'm at. And now I've just got to keep going and keep progressing.
Did you circle yesterday on your calendar? I mean, it seemed like you were very eager for the first padded practice of summer.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long, long journey for me. So I haven't been in pads since August, you know, August 2013. So it was a big occasion for me to get out there in pads again. And, you know, there's nothing better than going against Joe Staley and Mikey Pye every day. The best left side in the whole league. So, you know, I'm feeling great about everything. And the whole D-line's doing really well. And we've got a great group, and I'm just learning from everybody else.
Jim Harbaugh said that your bull rush seems like it's NFL ready, but that you need to start working off that bull rush. I mean, is that the next step for you, is developing moves?
Yeah, you know, guys like Joe Staley, he's so smart. You know, he understands the edge rusher's weaknesses and strengths. So, you know, if he's got a guy that's power rushing, he's going to set for that. You know, so you've got to be able to react to that and read his set and play a bit quicker in that sense. But that's just, like I said, it's part of the whole learning progression. It was only day one yesterday, so, you know, those are good mistakes, and I'm enjoying the whole process.
It seemed like day one last year, Tom Sula was getting you down on the ground and just teaching you, just from scratch, how to get low. I mean, how has that process evolved in terms of that part of the techniques?
Yeah, it's just crazy, really. You know, I can't really watch last year's tape. It's just too hard to watch. It's I cringe too much, but. Now I feel like a football player, and, you know, it's time to just keep progressing. And like I said, I've got a really tough group I'm competing with and playing with. But, you know, we spur each other on, and everyone's getting better off each other. So, you know, it's a great experience.
You came in with, you know, a really great physique, and you used it with different muscles for discus throwing. How have you changed, like, physically in terms of getting into football shape? What did you have to do to your body different?
Yeah, the training is slightly different, you know, in regards to weightlifting. There's a lot of carryover, like the weightlifting I did when I was throwing helped me massively for this. But obviously, there are certain things you need to do that are more specific. And I mean, it's getting winded a bit more. You know, how well can you perform when you're tired? You know, how well can you perform when you're really fatigued? That sort of stuff. And just developing power and speed and long speed now that I'm doing special teams and stuff. So, yeah, I feel like training helped me, but, you know, I've got to do more in this too.
What is it about football that you like? Why have you stuck with it?
I enjoy the collision aspect. You know, when I played rugby, that was a big deal for me, and I missed that when I left. And, you know, I think I just felt like it was a sport where I could just, you know, let loose a bit and, you know, exploit some of my whatever I have, that God-given skills I have.
Do you think you'll have an opportunity in the preseason to run down on kicks?
Yeah, I think that's been made clear. You know, I've taken part in all the special teams, and you know, I've improved in that regard too. But like I said, we've got the best team in the league. You know, it's gonna be a tough experience trying to beat people or to get reps. So you got to make sure you're on your ball every day.
Are you now a bad football player, or have you moved to
another level? Yeah, I've moved past that, I think that's fair to say. But, you know, there's a lot more to go. You know, if I'm satisfied where I'm at now, then I'm selling myself short. And Jimmy's made that very clear to me that, you know, if you hang your hat on what you've done so far, then you're not going to last. So I've just got to keep improving, and that's the only way I can stay in this job.
Since last year this time, have you only gone back to London, aside from the game?
Twice.
Just twice?
Yeah.
Just for a little bit?
Yeah, I've been back maybe 3 weeks total.
Uh-huh.
I've tried to spend as much time here as possible because, you know, Justin and Ray, them guys, they're here all year working out, and I think that's the best people I can be around. So.
Do you room with one of those guys just in the off-season?
I was with Tank for most of the off-season. So we've developed a good relationship, and I developed a good relationship with all the rookie D-linemen. And, you know, Caleb's a great talent too. Like, he's going to be pretty special, I feel like. He's got everything in his body that he needs to be a good D lineman. And the rest of the guys I came in with last year, Tank has been just showing himself, and Q has really shown himself too. So, and then we've got Dobbs and Tony, and then Justin and Ray. So it's pretty crazy the depth we have in this team. So I think it's a good problem for the coaches to have, and I think the team will benefit from it.
What can you learn from Carradine? I mean, just the way he plays, he's got a very relentless aspect about him.
He was an edge rusher in college, so he's got all those moves, and he brings that inside, and he goes against guards. You don't quite have the good feet or the long arms that he goes as tackles do. So he's bringing that, and guys don't know how to block him. They set for power. He gives them hands. They set for speed. He gives them power. So he's got. He's got a tremendous game, and he's somebody that can turn into a really, really, really good player.
Is that something you guys do? I mean, just go over moves and counter moves and things like that?
During the offseason, we did a lot of drills, like run fits, more run fits than pass moves, because you don't want to blow each other up. But yeah, we've worked hard together. Q's come in and worked hard with us too. And Caleb did some stuff with us when he first got here. So I just feel like it's a group of hungry players, a group of players that really want to show everyone what they can do. And I think we've got a great bunch of guys, and they're going to do some big things in the league.